Exactly 30 years ago today, barely anyone in America saw this historic event live.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
But that major malfunction was watched live by thousands of school kids participating in the historic mission of the first American civilian to go into space, a science teacher, Krista McAuliffe.
I would like to humanize the space age by giving a perspective from a non-astronaut, because I think the students will look at that and say, this is an ordinary person. This ordinary person is contributing to history. And if they can make that connection, then they're going to get excited about history, they're going to get excited about the future, they're going to get excited about space.
Selected for the Teacher in Space program, Krista McAuliffe from Concord High School in Concord, New Hampshire, was one of the seven crew members who died that day in 1986 in a major malfunction that would become the Challenger disaster. An event that U.S. News and World Report later described as the first ever national trauma on children. Kurt Gergler was a student of Krista McAuliffe's at Concord High School. Kurt, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello.
How afraid were you and your student colleagues of that scenario that proved to be the disaster of Challenger as you watched her preparations, as you listened to her excitement about the mission?
You know, living in her classroom while she was being selected, it was a building of excitement for her and for the possibilities. If you remember, you know, we hadn't lost anyone in the space program for some time. And being only a teenager, the 60s seemed like eons away. So we didn't really think it was possible that there could be a problem.
And so when major malfunction and you were told of what had actually happened, you were away in college at the time, what did you feel?
I think it's grief process like many others. It's shock, doubt. I heard about it several hours later from a friend who told me that the Challenger went up and I was excited for that. Then she said, well, I don't think it's going to come down. And I still didn't grasp that there was any deaths involved. So I went to the TV and started watching. And it took a long time before I realized that, well, they're not coming down. You cycle through doubt, anger, sadness, and back around.
Krista McAuliffe described that as an ordinary person being a part of a shuttle mission, she was going to show people that you could contribute to history. Now, when the Challenger exploded, all that possibility of her goal there could have been dashed. Did it turn you off to space and to teaching in the beginning?
No, it didn't turn me off of having the space program, and definitely didn't turn me off of teaching. Well, at the time, I felt what she did was still brave, and she set a goal, and she was a risk taker as a teacher too. So seeing her do this on this national stage was a natural, but no, I was more grieving her, not so much the mission or the idea of what she was after.
There are more than 40 schools named after Krista McAuliffe, and you yourself went into education. Why do you think this event ended up actually inspiring so many people as opposed to making them fearful about the space program?
Well, listening to her words just a few minutes ago, I think that captures it. You know, she was trying to show that a normal person can do an extraordinary thing. And reading her words, I mean, her words were quite published at the time and ended up being in a book and a movie. So people had a lot of access to her speaking and her normalizing it, having vision, taking risks. Touching the future was her quote. And that resonated with people. You know, we all have had teachers. And so people can relate to their teacher. And she was my teacher and very easy to relate to.
Do you think your contact with Krista McAuliffe has made you a better teacher?
It's hard to say. You know, I respected what she did in my classroom with me. She was engaging. And in that respect, yes, it's someone that I try to emulate. When I think of her, I think of the human side of teaching because she was dynamic. She was engaging. I mean, she knew us. And it seems like a cliche that she knew her students. But she seemed to know us, and when she talked to us, she was talking to us, and it wasn't a separation.
Well, practicing the human side of teaching, Kurt Gergler was once a student of Krista McAuliffe, who died 30 years ago today in the Challenger disaster. Today, Kurt is a principal at Bow Elementary School. Kurt Gergler, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
The This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.